It's November 29, the day in 1948 that Australia's first Holden vehicle was launched.
A trainload of car bodies is ready for interstate, ever growing upward in a vital industry for peace or for war.
In 1991, arguably Australia's greatest ever test captain, Alan Border, set the world record for test appearances. AB played his 126th test and 63rd as captain.
That's a fine century by Alan Border, dogged, determined, but also studied with lovely strokes, that cover drive which brought in his century.
And it was on this day in 1979 that Jimmy Barnes met his future wife, Jane.
You know, I'd had no idea of his lifestyle until after I'd met him. So self-destructive, more than anything.
November 29 birthdays, one of Australia's richest women, Janet Holmes-Acourt, is 76.
The vision for the new project is to inspire positive environmental action.
Oz music legend Brian Cadd turned 73. He was a member of the group and Axiom in the 60s and had the solo hits Let Go and Ginger Man.
Ginger Man.
And speaking of Australian music greats, Don Walker is 68. He's written hits for many artists, but as a member of Cold Chisel, he wrote some of their biggest, including the iconic K-San. Actor Andrew McCarthy is 57. He was a member of the 80s Rat Pack, starring in the movies Weekend at Bernie's, Pretty in Pink, and Sonomo's Fire.
Well, I think I hang around you guys so much personally because, well, you're all I think about.
And comedian Michael Veitch is also 57. You'll remember him from Fast Forward.
Every journalist faces the daily temptation of gifts, gratuities, secret commissions, all designed to lure him off the path of professional impartiality.
Finally today, we're remembering George Harrison. The former Beatle died aged 58 on this day in 2001. There's some of the things we're remembering on November 29.